The extraction process is one of the core healing processes in shamanic medicine. And it's one of the four healing interventions that we teach our students in the Healing the Light Body training. In the West, we assume that all of the energy that we have within us belongs to us. Whereas the shaman understands that there are certain energies that we carry that do not belong to us and that have to be extracted. These are energies that were directed at us as a result of somebody feeling betrayed, of somebody feeling that we wronged them in some way. I have one of our students who was in her mid-40s, and there was a young man that proposed to her. She was in her early 20s. This young man had been in love with her since high school, had never told her. In their early 20s, they dated a couple of times. And in one of those dates, he said to her, he mustered all of his courage, and he said, "Would you marry me?" And she responded, "No, let's just be friends. I love you, but as a friend, let's just be friends." And she was very flattered by this, and he was devastated. His entire life had been ruined. He never spoke to her again. And here was someone that this woman was very open to, very receptive toward, who now feels that she ruined his life, that she destroyed his life. And the anger and the resentment that he directed toward her penetrated her luminous energy field like daggers and embedded themselves in her physical body. So during the extraction process, I had to go and remove these energetic daggers that had embedded themselves in her luminous energy field. Now, in my initial travels through the rainforest, I found a number of shamans that practiced extraction. And they would remove darts and spears and swords and arrows and daggers from their clients' bodies. Now, these are the things of everyday life in the Amazon. You use darts and blowguns, you use bows and arrows to hunt, you use spears. So I assumed that when I came back to the West, that I would find perhaps the implements of modern destruction embedded in the luminous energy field. Instead, what I found were darts and spears and arrows and knives and daggers, which are the ways that humanity has been inflicting pain on itself and on each other for the last 6,000 years. What happens is that these energies that are directed to us take on a metaphoric shape, a symbolic shape. We even have it in our language. We speak about somebody stabbing us in the back, or we speak about being heartbroken. There are energetic configurations that organize themselves around these images, and they become embedded in the physical body that have to be extracted. So there are three kinds of energies that we work with. They're the energies that have crystallized themselves into these shapes. Then there are fluid energies. Fluid energies are more recent energies that we have been afflicted by. We all have people in our lives that feel that we affected them adversely. Perhaps it was a business venture that we went into that went sour, or a relationship that didn't work out, when suddenly they're blaming us and holding us responsible for the failure that occurred. These energies cannot be released any other way than through the extraction process, because our luminous immune system does not recognize them as foreign. These are people that we were very close to at one point, that we went into the dream business with, that we thought we had the perfect relationship, that we had found our soulmate. And then when it doesn't work out, we're devastated. The crystallized energies, which are the spears and the swords, are frequently ways in which we were killed in a former lifetime. If you had an arm amputated with an axe, there will be an imprint of that weapon in your luminous energy field. If you were stabbed with a spear, there may be a round shaft energetically that is still embedded in your luminous energy field. Or even worse, a metallic spear that is still embedded inside one of your organs. The shaman learns to track for these intrusive objects and to remove them manually by parting the folds of the luminous energy field, inserting their hands, and drawing out this object.